Is the GOAT Hosted Podcast.
GOAT Hosted Podcast. Yeah, it's the GOAT Hosted Podcast. Yeah.
Welcome back to another episode
of
the GOAT
Hosted
Podcast.
Oh yeah.
We hope you're having a great evening, night, morning, or whatever. We are here once again, another day, to deliver you the greatest news, the greatest bars, the greatest songs, and the greatest...
greatest news.
I already said that, but okay.
The greatest nudes.
Oh, fuck. Well, you'll have to go to our OnlyFans for that. But anyway, it's been a terrific week, hasn't it, Dolph?
Yes.
Just kidding. Dolph has been sick the whole week.
That was last week.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah.
It's very fresh. Dolpher.
I cannot speak.
He has been in his room.
Feeling
all,
weak.
All week. What the feeling weak all week?
Yes, and I could not spread any heat, so that was kind of sad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No music this week either. So, what have you been doing all week?
Fuck all. I don't know. Is it a really good question? I don't even remember. Going to school. Back home from school, which is 30 seconds.
Oh.
Cooking up, yeah, in the stew and in the kitchen.
Oh,
that's everything, yes.
I've been following the Royce versus Lupe fiasco and Mikey Fax beef. And that shit was one of the best rap diss tracks ever. The one Lupe did on Royce.
Oof.
You did not listen to it, I'm guessing.
No. I was on... So Dolph told me about this great beef. And I was like, okay, great beef. Nice. But so he sent me a lot of all of the tracks of the beef. And it was very hard to follow. And I was going to listen to it on my bus ride home. So I was going home to Stockholm over a weekend. But their Wi-Fi did not work. So I could not watch anything. And then I didn't find the time. All unfortunately. Right. But it seemed like a great beef. Tell me, Dolph. What happened? What transpired?
Okay. So I didn't want to spoil the beef before you heard the diss tracks. But everyone listening needs to catch up. Because this beef is so underground. And okay. I don't know why.
So take us through it.
Royce. The 5'9". Eminem's... Brother. Eminem's brother, one of the most critically acclaimed and liked rappers of all time.
Never heard of him, okay?
He went on a podcast, Lupe Fiasco's podcast, and he was very disrespectful. He was like, he called Lupe a bitch.
What?
He called Lupe a bitch to his face.
The host?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know.
Is Lupe a rapper?
Yes.
Oh, he is.
My dude. He is. And yeah, he was just disrespectful. Lupe later did a freestyle because he's a freestyler. We like those. He did like a 7-minute freestyle. Just dissed Royce a bit. Royce. Furious, went home, needed a couple weeks and a few beats.
Yeah.
And he cooked up something. It was a song disguised as a diss track where he said he would shoot Lupe's son holding sunships. And that's not a joke, by the way. He said he would shoot Lupe's son holding sunships.
What?
And... So he
threatened him.
Yes.
Okay.
He threatened him. And
so he made a diss track that put him on an FBI list.
Basically. Yes.
Which shows a great diss track.
Yeah. I mean, you have to do something to get on a watch list. So.
Exactly.
Mm. Anyway, Lupe, he went into the stew. Like, it didn't take him long at all to come out with his diss track. And
I mean, he's a freestyler. He comes up with shit fast.
Yeah. That shit was bussin'. Boy.
Unequivocally bussin'.
That was so bussin'. The diss track was called Steve Jobs. And Royce looks like a black Steve Jobs. So it was really funny at first. But then, as the track went on, you'll have to listen to it yourself. But like, it's basically Lupe calling himself Steve Jobs. But Royce, or I could be mixing this up with Mikey Facts, this track. But it's a great track. Mm-hmm. And he's not calling Royce Steve Jobs. No, that would be too much of a compliment. And he destroys Royce on that track. After that, Mike Facts,
yes,
Lupe's brother, joins. Because Royce had dissed him in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Mikey fucking destroys Royce. Bro, he got double D penetrated.
Oh.
He got double dick down by two MCs who are underrated as fuck. Like, both of them have, like, no fans today. No one listens to them.
Mm.
And Royce is, like, in many eyes the GOAT.
Really?
And he got fucking dick down. And listen to this. This is where the crazy shit happens.
Mm.
Royce, when goes on Instagram Live...
Yes.
With his brother.
Okay.
And his brother is like, what do you feel about this beef? Like, are you gonna destroy them now? Are you gonna destroy them? Do you feel like you have to? Because this is what the people want, you know? And he's like, I know that this is what the people want, but the people just want to see us rap. They don't actually care. I don't have to destroy these guys in a rap battle. I don't have to. Blah, blah, blah. And like, the chat went nuts. The chat was like, what the fuck are you saying? And I'm like that too. Bro, you're a rapper. This is what rappers do. You gotta hit them back. You can't just not respond. It doesn't matter how big or small they are. You got fucking roasted, my guy. And he said that. And then he went on to say later, I'm not a battle rapper. I'm not a battle rapper. Bro.
Yes.
My respect for Royce. I'm sorry, but...
Yeah, I've never heard of Royce, but my respect is going down. By
yes.
The
I'm sorry. Slaughterhouse, please sign me. But, yeah. Royce took an L today.
Oh my god.
If he doesn't respond, I don't know what I'm gonna do.
So, how did Joyner Lucas come into all of this?
He did not.
Why did you send a bunch of Joyner Lucas tracks?
I sent one.
Yeah, what the fuck was that about?
It's one featuring J. Cole.
You confused me so much. I thought Royce was having beef with Lucas.
Oh.
But then he kept talking about Lupe. And I was so fucking confused. So I could not follow what you had sent me.
I understand. Okay, listen. If a J. Cole track drops... I'm gonna send that track to everyone I know.
Yeah.
AKA just you.
But I think you sent it in the middle of you sending all of the beef. So I was like, okay, so we have Lupe, Royce,
Lucas,
and J. Cole. Let's actually pull up here what you sent me.
Okay.
Because this will be... We have the best... we will expose Dove here.
Mm.
That's what we like to do. Okay, so here we go. So you wrote, Royce was on Loop's podcast and disrespected him. He called him a bitch. Then Loop called him out in a freestyle he made later. Then Joyner answered with this.
Oh my god. I was listening to Joyner.
Joyner answered with this song. Sent a Royce song. I was fucking confused. I was like, okay, wait, what? Joyner, but we have Royce here. So, and then he said, Loop answered with this, And there was a picture of Steve Jobs, and I was like, what the fuck is going on? And then...
Hey, do you see the, like, resemblance? Royce and Steve Jobs? They kind of look alike, don't you think?
Because they have glasses.
And because they're bald.
But Steve Jobs is not bald.
He is, though.
Not in this picture, he just has a receding hairline.
Same shit.
Anyway. Then he wrote, Royce had also dissed another dude named Mickey Facts that also joined and Mikey. Sent... But you wrote Mickey.
No, that's Mikey, bro.
Do you... What? But like, it's spelled like Mickey Mouse.
But there's a character from Tokyo Revengers who's spelled like that, and his name is Mikey, I believe.
If he's...
Or... Oh, it's without a C. Yeah, it's without a C. My bad.
So not Mickey yeah. Facts.
Not Mickey Facts.
Well, anyway, you wrote that he joined and then sent this track on Royce, so he's getting double dick down.
Mm.
And yeah.
Mm.
So we can see here what fucking confused me royally.
Oh, yes. I understand.
No problem.
So I did not send the joined track, but I just...
You did it, but you yeah. put him into this...
And then you wrote, hello, what's happening? Are you dead? You don't answer nowhere.
And that's something that happened this week.
Yeah, I was dead.
Yeah, you, Doffer, died. I was gonna drop an album, and it dropped. And two of the songs had the same file on them. Which meant that two of the songs sounded exactly the same. Which is not supposed to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But it happened, so I was like, what the fuck, Doffer, get the tracks down. Not because I'm like Kanye West or something, like everyone is tuning in to listen to my shit, but because, yeah.
Because everyone's tuning into your shit. Yes.
So that album was supposed to come out in the middle of August.
Mm.
It is now soon October. And it has not come out yet.
Mm.
I'm sitting on it like a little fucking duck with its eggs under its coochie.
I think that's a chicken you're talking about. A hen. A
chicken?
A hen.
A chicken is a kid.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, a hen. Mother hen. I'm like a mother hen.
Modern hen.
I'm like an other kin. Mother hen. Butter hen.
This is a boom bap beat, you know? You asked what a boom bap beat was, so this is it. Okay, I walked down the street and found a beat.
I walked down the street and found a beat.
Okay, I like that you repeat what I say.
This is kind of like a Parappa the Rapper
thing. Yeah, okay.
I slammed my dick in the car door.
I slammed my dick in the car door. No, it's like, I slammed my dick in the car door. And then you say, I slammed my dick in the car door.
Okay.
I slammed my dick in the car door.
I slammed my dick in the car door.
Here's where my parents died.
Here's where my parents died.
Wow. Your turn.
Hey, that's a really nice sandwich.
Really nice sandwich.
Hey, can I have a taste of it?
Yes, I can have a taste of it.
Hey.
Oh. Thank you.
I completed the level.
Mm.
Parappa the Rapper, sucking on a wrapper of candy. My name is Andy. Actually, no, it's Lucas C. What up? Don't you see? Y'all freeze when the beast turns his name. The one they talk about the least. But it's a feast when I'm up.
Where are the beats?
I don't know. I'm kind of like an a cappella rapper.
Oh.
Kind of like Royce. Anyway. So.
No, he's not an a cappella rapper. He's not a battle rapper.
He's not an a cappella rapper. He's a really bad fella rapper.
He's not a rapper.
He's not a rapper. Yeah.
He's not a rapper.
Not after this. He's not even alive after this.
Oof.
Anyway.
He doesn't leave heaven because he's already dead.
Ooh, that
dog. Heaven is his studio name.
Is it?
Yes.
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding.
But he's doing the devil's work.
Oof, that's true.
Yeah. It's really fucked up. Has anything else happened in the rap news of this week? Why don't you pull up your
That's not no.
Why don't you pull up your memory?
Okay, pull up Kanye West, Donda removes Chris Brown.
I didn't know Chris Brown was on it.
Same. I had no idea, but now I'm happy.
That's good. We hate Chris Brown. All my homies hate Chris Brown.
Same.
Why does he still get featured in songs? Why do people accept that he's just there?
Because he beat Rihanna.
Is that why people accept him?
They respect that.
That's fucked up.
And fear that. They're like, oh, I don't want to get beat up next, you know?
Oh. Well, we should not support him.
No.
I don't even know what track on Donda he was on.
Same.
To be perfectly honest. But it's good that he's away.
I don't know. I don't like censoring people. But I don't like what he did either.
But there is not censoring. Kanye West just removed him because he didn't want him to be there.
But why did he have him on the track in the first place? That's my question.
That's a good question, man. I don't know.
He maybe just didn't like the verse. He was like, bro, that shit trash. Get him out of here.
Yeah, but he kept on. They're playing basketball in my backyard. I think I see Messi.
Football.
What did I say?
Basketball.
Messi plays basket too, I bet.
Okay. Hey, moving on.
R. Kelly
makes a statement after guilty verdict. Fans protest outside courthouse.
R. Kelly hit up my telly. Soon he'll be a celly in the prison, in the jail. Motherfucker, you really failed. You failed on your life. You fail on your wife. Can't believe what you did.
Yeah, I hope he gets sent to prison. Cause he ain't got that style.
He's
a fucking pedophile.
Oof.
Can you continue the beat?
Okay.
Let me spit. Haven't done it in a week. Back to that. Back on the track. Dope. He likes to rap. What the fuck? Was that a flushing toilet? God damn, that's like voice torture. My voice getting hoarser for every word that I spit. But shit, I still gotta go in quick. No, when I spit, it's lit. Oh, whoa, losing my train of thought. Don't got a thought yet, but I bet if this podcast takes up its course, then I will get plenty of wars.
Whoa.
No mores. I don't come up with more shit. Stop. Hey.
Hey, I take Rolls Royce, R. Kelly, put them on a chair, and then I fucking grab my hammer and just...
Holy...
And then their blood trickles down.
Oh, nasty. Yo, that's the sound good pussy makes. Okay, I'ma stop. We back. Back on the track. Killing the shit at the top of the head. People be talking about what they do say. I do not care. When I'm on the track, I cannot fail. Fail with the beast. Get him unleashed. Dolph is back though, killing this shit from the back though. I'm not an asshole, but still I shit on the competition. That's my mission, this is like a ritual. You is a ritual. Put you in the obituary, shit too scary. I'm like Harry, the way I make magic. Tragic that my dick don't work no more. Started failing, I started railing my own corridor. That shit so fat.
Okay, moving on swiftly from whatever that was.
Yes.
Nick Cannon pranks Kevin Hart. I'm already bored. Puts his photo on his friend's private jet.
That's so fucking
no
funny.
One fucking cares.
Damn.
That is not news.
Who the fuck is Nick Cannon, by the way?
Who is Nick Cannon?
Yeah, who is that guy? Trick Daddy and Trina. Drake gifts Future a new Richard Millie watch.
Millie on my Willy
Millie on my Millie. Oh.
Anyway, Drake gift Drake.
Fuck Drake.
Futura.
Bro.
Drake, the type of dude to put his alarm at 11:11 so he can wake up and make a wish.
Drake, the type of dude to when the soup too hot, he goes, oh, that shit's spicy.
Drake, the type of dude to say, ooh la la, when he finds something interesting.
Drake, the type of dude to reply, no, please don't send that to a nude.
Drake, the type of dude to sleep in an oversized hoodie.
Drake, the type of dude to say, he don't like bad bitches.
Future, the type of dude to get a new watch from Drake.
Future, the type of dude to say, take dick in his raps.
Future, the type of dude who does not go back to the past.
That's not the past. Go back to the past.
You want me to go back to the past?
Yes. That's not the past. Oh, wait. Oh, my God. This
wait,
is the
are
past.
We in the Middle Ages?
Fuck.
Are they banging on stone drums?
Yes.
Wait, I think I see Cayman over there.
Wait, I think I see Messi. Alright, so I see some cavemen. I think they got a door. It's a big rock that they playing. Oh, I don't know what I'm saying. This entire day I've been gaming and making beats and my brain's just not up for par. Still, can I go hard? Let's see. Talking about cavemen. Yeah, last night I was raving, watching some Star Wars. That shit was kinda lit, kinda scary. I'm not able to think. Wanna marry myself. Can you hop on the beat? I got depression right now.
Cool.
I can't get in the zone, bro.
No, you've gotten in the zone many times.
No.
You have.
Not.
Dolph, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling bad. I'm feeling bad. Don't get us copyright strike. I heard one chord.
Dolph.
That sounded like something that would borderline.
I can't believe you're so sad.
Mm-hmm.
Every night.
Yeah.
I wanna comfort you again. Yeah.
Okay.
I wanna make you feel alright.
Thank you. I've been waiting for you to comfort me. 'Cause last night I grabbed the mic. I didn't feel the vibe. I didn't feel alive. And I woke up today and I felt the same. Yeah, I think it's my brain who doesn't like to behave. I'm not able to do the shit I used to before I was sick. Now I'm on some other shit. Not rapping for a week. Does that mean I'm not up to par? Every bar just doesn't feel the same. But what can I complain? Train some more and then I'll be able to, I guess. Right now I feel like a mess, like for real. Say less is more. But what about, what if more is less when we find peace of mind? Right now I'm feeling blind. Just with each line I spit, other people commit. Beat slaughter, I can't bother right now. Wanna spit some shit, or do you wanna just play the keys? He's a beast when it comes to that. But can he rap? Can he rap? Can he rap? I've been wondering that, like,
Of course I can rap, that's a fact. Listen up, don't go back to the past. It's a real bad place and don't mean any cavemen from those days, yeah. Cavemen are actually very vulgar. They are not fun to hang about with. Yeah, they wanna slaughter your face and rip your face off. Like the movie, Face Off. I'm facing off with a caveman right now, and it's not very fun, beating each other up, and I don't wanna kill him, but I think I'll have to. That's a rap.
That's a rap.
Lucas just made a rap.
That's
in the kitchen. In the kitchen. I just made a rap.
You made a rap, bro. You made a rap, and that is a fact. You made a rap, and I can do that. He made a rap and I do like it. So now I found out I can actually spit. I just need to commit. Stop pussying out and just lit. Get lit. Get lit. Stop trying to think. Just go and say shit that I don't mean or that I can see myself doing. Not talking about suing or hurting a brother, hurting another, just going, flowing. Trying to be better than ever, but not trying to be too clever. Don't use too big words, cause then I'll just mess it up again, like many men do.
Dolph, he has had his redemption arc in an episode, the first part. That's really cool and quiet. Incredible, yeah. And I just put together a sandwich.
That's a rap.
That's a rap.
That's a rap.
That's a rap that we just made. That's a rap.
That's
a rap.
What?
Rap. And that's a rap of that song.
What do you guys think?
Oh my god, the audience really listened to enjoy it.
That's beautiful. Hey yo.
Harry, can you shut the fuck
yeah,
up?
Yeah, please.
Okay, so Harry, Mac. I'm just kidding. That's one of my favorite jokes. JC.
Bradley Beal reveals he's not getting vaccinated. Says vaccine doesn't eliminate anyone from getting COVID.
That is true.
That is true.
But it helps you from not fight. Getting it. It helps you fighting it, yes.
Yeah. He might die, but at least no one else will.
You know who almost died today?
Who?
The dude sitting right beside me. Jesus.
Did he almost die today?
Yes.
I think you're messing up the years.
Oh, wait. You almost died today. Yeah,
what?
Dolph almost died today, guys. It's actually insane. So, he ripped open a tea
bag.
Because he's just mental. That's Dolph, you know. He always does crazy shit. He's kind of like... If you've seen Jackass, He's kind of like just one of those dudes, just 24/7, always looking for that adrenaline rush, always looking for that that thing that will make his heart jump at 200 BPM. So he sits there at lunch, probably like getting some abstinence. He's like, I need that adrenaline rush. So he sees a tea bag and he says, he thinks his mind is clogging up the toilet. I mean, his mind is shifting gears. And they say, rip open the tea bag and eat the insides. That
did they say that though?
Yes, your mind was telling you that.
Oh,
So that's exactly what he did. He took the knife that he always carries, ripped it open, fucking let it all out. Then he ate it. And we all said, dude, there's a risk of you surviving that.
I mean, I'm here right now, so...
But?
Yeah.
Yeah?
It was a risk, and I actually wanted to die.
Yeah, but...
Yes, that was the, like...
Wait, it was a suicide attempt at lunch today?
Yes. But it didn't succeed, so now I'm here, filming this podcast instead.
You really don't want to be on this podcast, huh?
No. But I failed. Next time, we'll get him next time. Are you sad? Bro, I'm not dead yet.
He's not dead.
Okay, bro, moving on. Lil Wayne receives birthday post from Dennis Bibbot. The greatest... The greatest love of my life.
I don't like Lil Wayne.
Same.
But he's a better guitarist than me, so I have to respect him.
Ooh, that's true. He knows how to play that shit.
He plays guitar.
Yeah, let's end it that. He plays guitar.
He plays guitar.
Yes.
He has been seen playing a guitar.
Yes.
That's all we can say about that.
J. Cole, what do we think about J. Cole?
He's a person. He's okay. A rapper. Mm-hmm. He raps. He makes beats and he raps on them.
Yes.
He writes bars. Then he raps. He makes songs. Yeah. That's what I think of J. Cole.
Do we want J. Cole on the podcast?
I mean, I don't know if I would vibe with him. I don't like his raps very much. As I've said, I'm more of a Macklemore, like Logic, Eminem, Harry Mack, Token kind of guy.
I almost just punched you just now.
Why?
Because how dare you disrespect J. Cole.
J. Cole.
J. Cole.
J. Cole mine.
J. Cole.
J. Cole.
Yes.
Who's that?
I will obliterate you.
Does he make songs?
He makes like...
Do you want to let out all of your... What you want to say about yes. J. Cole on a track?
Yes.
Then let's hit it. DJ, hit it. Hit it!
What? Do you want me to hit something?
I want the DJ to start the beat, but he's... I think... Wait. He died.
Wait, what?
He's lying there dead.
What the fuck do we do? We need beats.
I guess I'll have to take over.
Okay.
I've never done this before. What does this button do? Oh! Ah! Oh. That just drained all of my semen.
Ow! Can you let me do my thing?
I want to try all the other buttons. Just gotta... Oh. Okay, I'm gonna try another button.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So that's the sound of rain falling. Okay. Let me hit you with a beat.
Skia. Lil Uzi Vert on the track. So we were talking about J. Cole, huh? The boy that raps from the soul, yo. The boy who gets control of any beat and then he puts it on fire and then entire shit collapses. Yeah, he's good at the rap shit. Hella ratchet when he gets upon it. Might talk about a girlfriend or who's on the tracks, who's on the plaques. He don't care about none of that though. He care about the raps. Care about making impact. In fact, in rap, he's one of the dudes that's on top. Anything he dropped in the last years, I've been like, whoa, that shit be on replay. He say we should pray to God, Allah, but I don't do that. But I pray while listening to his raps. Pray to the J. Cole God, cause he don't bar. He don't boss his people around. He just says what he thinks and makes a sound on a beat, spreading that heat. And while listening, I kinda like to beat my meat on the down low. When I go, when he go, my ego collapses. That's what I like about him. He should always be carrying a mic on him. Have a slurp of his juices. That would be
have
like,
a slurp.
That would be my dream, you know.
Have a slurp.
So Jay, come on the podcast. I want to have a slurp of the sweat, you know. I bet just a single drop will get me to
have a slurp.
Do that
of J. Cole sweat.
Yeah.
Have a slurp.
Exactly. I would
of
like
J. Cole's blood and inner organs. Have a slurp.
I'm not gonna say that on the podcast, but I would
eat
like
the body
to
and blood of Christ
and have a slurp of his heart. So basically what I'm saying is have a slurp. Okay, I got nothing more.
Have a slurp.
Do you think they like that? They seem
they clapped, so they gotta love it.
Okay. Basically, J. Cole, you have to respond. You have to come on the podcast now.
Come on the podcast. Come on the podcast. Come on the podcast.
I agree with what he said. What he said.
This is a personal letter to J. Cole. Come on the podcast, or yes, else I will murder your son.
I will shoot your son while he's holding sunships.
What he said.
What she said.
Nah.
Okay. Moving on. So you talked a lot about your favorite rappers, but now it's time to talk about my favorite rappers.
Oh, okay. So okay, can I guess first?
Yes.
As I see that you're kind of a crazy dude, kind of fucked in the head.
Mm-hmm.
Probably wants to murder children.
Mm.
Probably has got bodies under this bed that we're sitting on right now. You probably love Cardi B.
Yes.
Okay, so I got the first right. And you probably love...
I love me some of that WAP.
What?
I love WAP. Yes.
Actually, though, I don't know what your favorite rappers are. Tell me.
I did last podcast.
But I don't know if that was true. You said Lil Nas X.
Why would I lie? I never lie.
That's true. He actually never lies. Yes. Today, when he said he would eat teabag material, I was like, nah, he's lying. He's lying. But he ate it.
Yes.
He's such a crazy dude. But he never lies.
Especially not on the podcast.
So your favorite rapper is still Lil Nas X?
I did not say that.
Lil Nas or his ex?
I said his ex was my favorite.
But who's his ex?
Lil Nas XX. I mean, that's a girl rapper. You wouldn't know because you don't listen to girl rappers.
So his ex is a girl?
Yes, and she's called Stallion.
Ooh. May her first name be Megan?
I think so.
And their middle name D?
It's not, yes.
And their fourth name Queen?
I don't know.
Fifth name B? Sixth name Slay? Seventh name Avenged? Sevenfold?
That one. Okay, moving on. I like her stuff, but not as much as I like Rob Dobbs' music. He's a new rapper I just found, and he makes like, I mean, it's kind of weird, because it's like,
no,
it's just beats.
It's no rapping.
No.
But it's rapping.
It's just beats, you know. I don't really know what to make of it, but I do like it.
That's very cool. How, so it's just beats?
Yeah, it's just beats.
For you to rap on. I've heard of similar artists like Polyphia. They just make beats, which I find a little weird. And also like Intervals.
Yeah.
Pliny. They just make beats.
Yeah, I've tried playing them on guitar and I should show on the podcast sometime, but their songs aren't very hard now, are they? But they sound good. So it's like,
but there, I feel like every time I listen to a Polyphia song, I feel like, when does the rap come in? When do they start spitting bars? Like, so, I'm getting bored of all of this guitar.
But it's not like much. I feel they focus more on the feeling than playing like fast or Polyphia does, technically.
Polyphia is not music, because music needs a voice. It needs rhythm. It needs instruments and it needs a voice. Polyphia is not music because it does not have all of these three aspects. Just like a cappella is not music. Choir songs from the 1700s, not music.
I mean,
definitely not music.
But I mean, the only music, like, if we talk realistic, is rap. That's like the only real music. Because, you know, we have rock.
Rock.
Where they just play some chords and they like scream into the mic. And we have pop where they just say lovey-dovey stuff. But do we have any genre other than rap where they actually tell stories and actually make impact?
No, Polyphia do not tell stories.
No.
They tell us that we play guitar, maybe drums, a little bass, but we do not rap. You'll have to do that yourself. And I find that very condescending, very rude. To like, okay, you did not put in the effort to rap on this, so why should I? Why should I if you do not put in the effort?
That's a good question.
That's the kind of thing I feel, you know?
Yeah. It's like, was this not made as a rap song? Was this not made as music? Like, we're all trying to make music here. And when they do like half the work,
yeah.
Why should we do the rest? We can't even put it up. Like, it's copyright striked. I can't even use it.
It's rude when people just make beats, not let people spit on it. Yeah. It's like one of the worst offenses in music right now.
I tried on Twitch. I got banned.
Yeah. There you see, the system is against us. We as rappers need to, like rise up. This is what I feel.
We're the most oppressed race.
And we need to put all of these people in a fucking chair and just...
Is that like the sound of beating a skull into a
This is the sound of wall. Me draining their blood.
Okay. Dub smash. What's going on? Do you have any stories from the week? Yo, that's hardcore, bro.
What the fuck?
I think our new DJ is kind of wild. Oh my god, DJ. Oh. I know what's up. Doofer Lucas, crazy as fuck. Go up to the mic and I spit that. I know that you just try to laugh a bit at my shit, but you cannot match this speed and agility. You cannot mimic me. Got this shit in my soul. Industry tryna eat us whole. Polyphia making shit beats while we tryna spit on it. Got banned. Shit. I got slammed as a kid. Now I'm tryna get rid of the anger inside. Through each line, I've arrived, the god is back, Harry Mack, get on the pod, we need J. Cole too, how you do, this beat's kinda poo poo JK, like an AK, going in, tryna eat him, I sin, I like to do that, what's happening to the beat, I don't know man, you wanna rap? Okay, trying to find a new flow to go on. He just makes beats, he do not spits on. He does too, but not right now. I'm trying to spit and go down la. Oh, it's so hard. It's so hard. My dick is just so hard from this sexy ass beat. Can you give me words to spit over? Yo, yo! Number the four, yo, yo, number the four, yo, 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 yo. Yeah, hey, I'm a duelist. Come in and I spit, I rule this, I see you shit. On the beat, tryna make some heat fire. Entire beat is just whack. That's a joke, I love it, that's... I'm sorry for talking smack. Okay, keep making the beat, I'ma take a random word generator real quick. Okay, we got your first word. First word, orange. Yeah. Yo, what? Okay. So like, I slammed this dude's face into a door hinge. You know my drip, right now, it's orange. Take a syringe and straight pull it into his arm. Then this arm, this fucking dude. Next word, that's lime. While I rhyme, I try to find new words to use. Bruce a dude, MC, try to be like he, like me. A new word boat, in the rap game I'm the GOAT. Don't know what he's doing, but I'm spewing some shit out the soul. Building, murdering children. Got nerfins that I must slurp with my syrup. And I'm in Europe on a tour, coming for more, going to war. People be talking about I'm about to settle the score. Yeah, you won once, but it's not winning again. Yeah, I'm a mad fucker when it comes to the pen. Wear a t-shirt, I heard any MC in front of me. Gun, it seems like a gun. I used to run, never running out of ammo though. You in the background, I see you make a sound, but you can't do like us. I bust, trust only myself like a fucking anaconda. You know that dick just gets longer, that don't make no sense. But I make ends meet. The speed is heat, while I'm spitting, he's beating his meat. Playing some shit at the same time. Each rhyme hitting, I'm getting just better as we go. Yes, I couldn't rap for shit when we started this, but now I'm ripping this apart. The motherfucking heart gets slivered. I'm about to throw the liver into the river, like damn. Got a ribbon here. No kidding. The next word is a picture of a hand. My bars never fucking is bland. middle fingers up. Boy, don't give no fucks. Are we moving on? I see a man with a gun and a tux. Fuck, don't know what to say next, but this flower is a daisy bet. It would look nice with a suit and a tie. I'll die before I quit this rapping. Yeah, I'll sit here snapping. Alright, I'm done. Son.
Wow. I felt like I was a Death Grips member there for a second. Actually, amazing that we pulled it through.
Hey, yo, that beat was fucking hard, dude. Yo. Can we calm down here?
The audience liked it very much. Can you let
Thank
them clap?
Thank you.
Not you, Harry. Stop clapping.
Fuck off, Harry.
He's always funny. Always making me laugh.
That was a hard ass beat. I'm not gonna cap with you. I'm getting in the zone. Your beats are healing my soul.
That's very good.
Yes.
Dolph has not been rapping for a week. Think about how much that fucked him up.
Damn.
Yeah. He's barely a person at this point.
That's true. I mean, are you even worth anything if you can't rap?
No. I think we've come to that conclusion.
And if you make beats and you don't rap over your beats and you make them copyrighted?
Fuck you. The Goat Hosted Podcast hates you.
Yes.
Come on here to redeem yourself.
You Tim Henson, we're talking to you.
Tim Henson, what a guy. Thinks he's so fly, but needs to understand that by you making beats, not letting us try to rap, he's not that fly.
He just rides the dick of the industry. True. I'm not feeling the music he makes, because like Drake, he don't know how to write. He should really get a ghostwriter like him.
He should really get a ghostwriter.
I heard once he said that all he listens to is rap.
All I listen to is ghostwriters.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't know you knew ghostwriters.
I do.
Except me.
I do.
Who?
I do.
The doof?
The doof. You're a ghostwriter.
Yes.
Ghostwriter.
I'm a ghostwriter.
I'm a ghostwriter. I'm the ghost
I like
rider.
To fuck ghosts.
No. I'm confessing right now on the Goat Hosted Podcast that I am the ghost rider.
Oh.
The superhero.
Oh my.
I am the ghost rider.
Damn, then you got tons of chains, bro.
Got tons of chains and I'm undead.
I said chains.
Yeah. Flames too.
Oh, that's dope.
Chains and flames and dames and... I'm insane. The membranes and the eating brains, getting brain. Ghost Rider.
Yeah, I like that.
Anyway, that was a horrible joke. Let's go on to the next part of the podcast that we like to call.
Am I supposed to know this?
Rehearse this, okay.
You
the
have.
Next part of the podcast, which is of course called.
Asking questions with Dolph and whatever your name is.
Fuck off. Do you have any questions for... Should we read the questions? Let's go on our website.
Okay. What are you going to do after the podcast? Oh, wow. That's a bit early for that question. Play 006.
No one asked.
Excuse me, he asked. It clearly says it on the website.
Oh yeah, they actually did. But I have a better question for you. Can your baby get pregnant if you have sex while pregnant?
Yes. I mean, then you'll have a triple baby. You'll have a baby inside a baby. A baby, you'll have sex with a baby.
We are cutting this out. We are cutting this out.
No, listen. Listen. If you have a baby, like a girlfriend, you have sex with the baby at the same time.
What the fuck are you saying?
If you have a girlfriend, you call her baby. So you have a sex with the baby. Meanwhile, inside there's a baby. So you have sex with a baby and with a baby. And that will create another baby.
Oh my lord, okay. Okay, okay.
Hello, Mike, my turn to ask you.
Yes.
How is it wrong to listen to Christmas music in summer?
No. We actually put on some Christmas music songs here. They give good vibes and they make you long for Christmas.
Okay, my turn again. What are them symptoms for dick cancer?
Why do you ask?
My brother thinks he has cancer in the dick.
One of the symptoms is actually eating tea bags.
What? Then I might have it.
Dolph, I have a question for you that's bugged me for a very long time. I can't seem to get it out of my head. I think that it's actually, this is the thing that keeps me up at night sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Dolph, if you die in Canada, do you die in real life?
What is Canada?
A state.
A state
of mind.
Okay, so then I don't think you die.
Yeah, because if you die in Canada, you don't die in real life. Just like how you, if you die in a video game, you don't die in real life.
Yeah, I think it's like Sword Art Online, you know?
Yeah.
My favorite anime.
Yeah.
And, but they have lots of cute anime girls in Canada. So I've been thinking about going to that state now that you mention it.
But Dolph, I have another question that's been bugging me. Why are these homies dissing my girl?
Why do you want the homies... why do you want the homies to like your girl? I mean, isn't that your girl? You want to have more than... you and your girl intercourse? You want to have a threesome?
Dolph, my grandpa got drunk and said that she was going to go take a nap, but she's been asleep for almost a week now. Should I be concerned?
You should not be concerned. Old people...
Right. I shouldn't, right?
No! Old people sleep like so much. They just need their sleep, you know? And now... I don't know if she's
she'll eventually
sick,
wake up, right?
But she's good. I got a question for you.
Yeah.
That has been bothering me. I've never farted in my life, and I wonder...
You never farted?
No.
What the fuck? That's so cool.
How do you fart, and why?
Can I be there for your first time?
That's what I'm asking. How?
I actually fart a lot. It's a problem I have called... rectal syntonia. Which means that my bum... very often gets filled up with gas, and I do not like this, of course, because one, it's uncomfortable for other people when I let my ass rip so often, and it's also bad for the environment because it sends so much carbon monoxide up in the sky. I'm like a fucking cow on fucking steroids.
Okay, I do not know how to help you with that.
But I can help you how to fart. You, when you feel... No, I don't want to help you.
Okay.
I was gonna explain it...
No, wait. Can you calm down?
But explaining it is making me gassy.
Okay, I understand. Is Jerome pronounced Jerome or Jeremy?
Wait, what?
You know when a name is spelled like G-E-R-O-M-E?
Yes.
Is it like Jerome or Jeremy?
Jeremy.
Jeremy. Okay.
Probably Jeremy. And if you want, I mean, if you wanted it to be Jerome, it, you would just write Jeremy, right?
I guess. But once, okay. There's a bunch of questions I have, but one of those that I've been thinking a lot about is last week I got there to order a like kids meal at McDonald's.
Ooh, dude, that must have been so embarrassing. Oh my god.
Not embarrassing, it was just scary. Because it was like, I don't think it's legal to order a menu.
It's not, it's against the law.
Am I like under trouble? Am I in trouble?
What happened? Can you explain?
My friends dared me to order a kids meal.
And what
and
did
I did it.
Yeah.
And the people didn't look like it was something wrong with it. But what if they like told the authorities? Because I don't think grown-up people are allowed to take kids' meals. What do you think?
It's actually a crime.
Do you think that?
You're on an FBI list.
You are too, though. So it's okay. But I'm actually kind of scared. Did you guys know that this guy, like, broke into a grocery store?
What is porn and how do I stop it?
I don't know if you can stop it. You can stop it by stop beating your meat. That's a like good start. And then moving on, you can like close the tabs where you have Pornhub up on, because they make it hard to not get the urge, you know. And if you want to stop other people from using it, I think you can talk to them about NoFap. That's a movement that I've supported for tons of years now, and I've seen real change in my and my friends' lives. By the way, try not fapping for 30 days this year, November.
For all of my life, been wondering this. What is porn and how do I stop it? All of my life, been hearing about this thing that's ruining lives, tearing families apart, making a man lose all of his hope and getting the wrong idea of how to use a rope. What is porn and how do I stop it? I want to be the hero of this generation. What is porn and how do I stop it? I want to be the one they write about in history books.
Well, I think that you did a change by writing this song. They'll be enraged. They'll say he's making a big mistake. But I promise you, some people will listen to this and stop beating the stake. They will awake. They will see that there's a new path in life. Take advice from this random. And then they will become more handsome, because if they don't care about pussy or none of that, then they can become the best in rap or the best in any crap they choose to do. Cause without fap, there's much to do.
What is porn and how do I stop it? I want to say people, have they forgotten? What is porn and how do I stop it? I want to save the world one drop at a time.
You want to do that? Then
I want to.
Wait no more. You're doing it right now as we speak.
What?
You're making a song that will make impact. Make the kids in fact listen and drop the cockpit, drop the cock shit. Instead they can do something like start hopping in a mosh pit or start rapping, get locked in, locked inside doing the good stuff, make music, play guitar, rap bars, listen to our podcast.
What is porn and how do I stop it? I want to be the hero of this generation. What is porn and how do I stop it? I need some help from all of you.
Comment if you stopped fapping after hearing this song.
I have.
Me too.
Dap me up, brother. Dap me up.
I fuck with you.
Well, wasn't that a great last segment of the podcast?
I think we need one more, and that segment is called One last song. Cause we have one more topic to go over. Is it wrong being a virgin? And can you stop it? Well, we have a lot to go through here. Being a virgin, it's like buying virgin oil and not getting no virgin oil. Life just isn't the same. But is it worse? Well, I really can't say. Because I'm an alpha Chad and I've fucked bitches that are really bad. But what can you do if you're still virgin? Well, I tell you, you can do this. You can stop taking the piss and act very alpha, act like a Chad, you know, do shit that's bad. And if someone talks shit to you, you punch them in the teeth. And then you watch Hulu instead of Netflix. That's also a good part. Do you have any things to say about this?
Is it true that vaginas can grow teeth? I'm a virgin, so I don't know.
Okay, you don't know.
And you're an alpha shad, so teach me the ways of the word. Teach me now.
Okay, yes, it's true. Vaginas can grow teeth. Yes, they get long and you have to be a beast to endure it. Put your cock in it without getting it to split. Yes, it may be hard sometimes, but you have to take a little look inside before you go in and make sure she doesn't close when you put it in, because then you might die. She might eat that dick alive. So keep that focus and don't fuck no hoe bitch, because she will have dirty teeth, and dirty teeth, you don't want that. That gives Hermes. Okay, now speak.
Thanks for teaching me everything. You've been such a good man. Thank you for everything. I want you to take my hand.
Whoa. Hey, hola. What are you saying? I hope you're playing. Please, dog, no way. I'm an average chat. I don't do gay shit. Please don't take my hand. Get off my ass.
Take it.
No, not in the ass.
Take it.
No. I grow teeth from my ass to protect me. Teeth from my ass to get this dude to stop. He fucks a lot. He humps and he's dry. Oh, fuck. Now I have to use my final ability. has teeth and a bite. You know what's up. Cut his teeth clean off with my teeth and a bite. With my teeth and a bite. Cut his teeth clean off with the teeth and a bite. Yeah, yeah. How do you feel now, bitch?
I lost my virginity to Dofer. It's the greatest feeling I could ever have imagined. He bit my dick off, so now I can't use it again. It's gonna make me cry and weep. But at least I lost my virginity to Dofer. It was the best thing that ever happened to me.
But at what cost?
I lost my virginity to the dolphin, dolphin Smith.
But it cost a lot. Cost his cock.
It cost a lot. It cost his cock. But I'll do it all again. It cost a lot. It cost my cock. But I would do it all over again. It cost a lot. It cost my cock. But I would do it all over again.
Okay, my ass is sore.
My dick is off. But at least we turned it into something beautiful.
Okay, I'm gonna go. I have to go to therapy now. So see you guys next week.
I think that's a good place to end. The audience did not clap. I don't know if they enjoyed that very much.
I don't think so. I mean, most of them left me while we were doing that. So last... when you started attacking me.
Wait, what the fuck? Only Harry is left in the audience.
Yeah. Well,
you go to the...
you go to the hospital. I'm going to go to the therapist. And we meet up next week. And do this all over again, okay?
This podcast is like Groundhog Day. But sure, that sounds terrific, man. What a great podcast it has been. Well... thank you for tuning in, and we hope you join us for the next GOAT
hosting
pod.
Host it.
This has been us. Yeah.